This week, on a special Christmas Eve edition of Journey Through the Word at Horizon Indy, Bill Goodrich takes us through John 1, 1 through 4 in a message entitled, Grace in a Manger.
Just for a moment, let's review the words of that last video. Started out by saying it was a moment when the mercy of God was on full display. There in that manger, the grace of God was displayed. That God himself, as we believe today, because the Bible teaches that, sent his only begotten Son, and he became one of us. He was born a man, but it was God who came, walked on this earth, and as we know, as we follow the scriptures, and as we believe this evening, that he never rebelled against his Father, and that he would go to that cross as a sinless sacrifice for you and I. That's why that statement is so true. It was a moment when the mercy of God was on full display, when he brought Jesus into this world, the way for us to be forgiven of all of our sins. Mercy, obviously, is not receiving what we deserve. Grace is receiving what we do not deserve, but mercy is not receiving what we do deserve. And that's why the grace of God was on full display, that we, you and I, deserve to be separated from God forever and ever. But because of God's mercy, because of God's gift, then we can be with him for an ever and ever. He also made this statement there on that video, where love outweighed the crimson stain, the sin which made communion with God impossible. That which was impossible there in that manger that day, all things were made possible when God himself became one of us. It's an amazing reality, is it not? We believe that today. How many believe that? We believe that today. Because the Bible says that it is true. We weren't back there, but we know that we know. Our knowers tells us that it is true. Communion with God was impossible because of Adam and Eve, sin that came into the world. But there, in that manger, the way for mankind to be forgiven, for all of their sins to be washed away. The Bible tells us that God will remove our sins as far as the east is from the west. And the Bible even says that he will not remember our sins. How can God not remember? It means that he chooses not to bring it to his remembrance. Grace there on full display in that manger. Went also, and he said, this death, this stench sent from the depths would no longer be left to permeate the hearts of men. Not only would our sins be forgiven, but our sins could be cleansed because of this grace that was in that manger that day. Jesus the Christ, he came to, yes, forgive us of our sins, but to cleanse us also from all of our sins. In 1 John 1, 9, it says exactly that he came to forgive us of all of our sins, but takes us even further to cleanse us. That is an amazing thing. He makes us different. He becomes our Savior, but he also becomes the Lord of our lives. For all have sinned, the Bible says, and fallen short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life. How long is eternal life? Forever and ever. Eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I often wonder, why did it take me so long? Why did it take me 27 years to finally come to the point to give my heart to Jesus Christ? You may be in here this evening just like me. Someone invited me to a church. They loved me enough to invite me to a church, and they knew that the gospel message would be preached. I wasn't saved. I would say that I was a Christian. I would say that I believed in Jesus. I would say that I believed the Bible and all that, but in my heart, I did not. I only had a head knowledge of God, not a heart knowledge of God. I needed eternal life. In this video, it said the Creator is longing for His creation. God longs for us. When I think of that, I think of Jesus on His way to Jerusalem, where in the Gospels it says that He set His face to go to Jerusalem. Up there, as He would go that time to Jerusalem, He would die on that cross. They would come and falsely accuse Him. There would be one of His own that would trade Him in, come against Him, bring the Roman soldiers and the high priest and all of those people who were against Him. They would give an opportunity. Judas would give an opportunity for the devil to do what only he could do at that point. We know that he would be falsely convicted, tried, and in the eyes of the world, convicted of what? Didn't seem like they could even agree on that. But then they would take him to that cross there and nail him there. But we know that grace in the manger would have victory even over that. On this day, love made a way for grace to take away, to erase, to replace our brokenness. I love that part in that video there. For on this day, love made a way for grace to take away, erase, replace our brokenness. That's what God has done for each and every one of us. And it's an amazing reality, amazing truth, what we must do to receive that forgiveness. The Bible says, but God demonstrates His love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Even when we were in rebellion against him and we were in rebellion there, He came and He died for you and I. The Bible says that if we confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised Him from the dead, the promise is that you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Again, I wish I had gone to a service. I'd never gone to a service in 27 years where the gospel message was presented. You know, I was talking to a pastor here before this service, and he said something that I have thought many times. When it comes to Christmas Eve, pretty soon we're going to light the candles. Everybody ready to do that? Thank you. Yes, you are ready. You are ready. I'm hurrying up, believe me. I'm going as fast as I can, but I don't want to go too fast, okay? But we're going to just light these candles and hold it up, and we're going to look, and Jesus is the light of the world. Amen? He is the light of the world. It's an amazing truth, amazing reality, because God so loved the world that He sent His only Son. The promised one had come to change our eternity. So when we light this candle, we look at that, and yes, today it speaks of Jesus, the light of the world. But we talked about it, that there's only so many messages that, in a sense, because it all should go to this point that Jesus is the light of the world. He came into this world to shed light into our lives. And then He closed out the video by saying, that moment in Bethlehem in a lowly stable under a starry sky, Jesus was born our Savior, our Messiah, grace in a manger. Aren't you guys glad? We truly are. Maybe today you've been drugged here. During the first service, I shook hands with a person that it's nice that he would come. His wife has come to our church here for 20-some years, and he'll be faithful. He'll show up on Christmas Eve, and I'm thankful that he's there, and I go up and greet him and all that, but that'll be the only time that he will come, and I think, oh, if only that you would come close to that light. You would receive that grace that is there for you in the manger. But he's still alive, so we can still pray. Amen? I'm not going to tell you his name, but we can pray. We can pray. Grace in a manger. 2,000 years ago, the grace of God was born, brought into this world. And again, grace is receiving what we do not deserve, and that grace is simply Jesus. Tonight, it is vital that we know that Jesus offers life, that Jesus is true life. And He offers not only life and true life, but abundant life everlasting life. Everlasting life. In John chapter 1, just briefly, I want to read what you have read before, but it speaks of Jesus, the light of the world. In the beginning was the Word, which is Jesus. And the Word, Jesus, was with God. And the Word, Jesus, was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Today, the Bible says that he is the light. There is no other light. Many people say that they are the light, but you watch, their light will fade. It will not last. Jesus is the eternal light that came into this world. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe, simply believe, trust in him, rely upon him, adhere to him. He was not that light. John the Baptist was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. John the Baptist obviously wasn't Jesus. He came to be a witness of Jesus, that, and then it says that was, or Jesus was, the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. I personally believe that the call unto salvation, this light that came, this grace that's in the manger for you and I, is a gift to every single human being. Everyone has an opportunity to give their life to the Lord. Most here, no doubt, have done that. You've received eternal life. Would you say, praise the Lord with me?
Praise the Lord.
Eternal life. But there could be some here that haven't. But it's the same gift. It's the same person. You have the same, all of us have the same opportunity. He was not that light, but sent to bear witness of the light. He, Jesus, was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But here's this beautiful verse. As many as received him, or receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Let me bring it into present tense. But as many as receive him, to them he gives the right to become children of God, to those who will believe in his name. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And I love verse 14, and I'll stop here. And the Word, Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace and truth. Grace in a manger. Simple message this evening, but it can make the difference for you and I. If you and I have embraced this light, we are to be very, very thankful. In the book of Revelation, there was a church that was on fire for Jesus Christ. On fire. It stated there about this church. But it was spoken of by the Lord, you've done good works, you're known for that, your perseverance, you've continued to do that. You lift up my name, you stay strong in that area, but I have this one thing against you. You've lost your first love. Oh, that would never happen to our lives. Today, as we end this decade, and we're going into another decade, we do not know what is ahead of us. But I pray that we would stay close to Jesus Christ. We would stay in his word. We would stay in prayer. We would stay in fellowship. And we would be thankful for the grace in the manger. It is vital, again, that we know that Jesus offers life, abundant life and eternal life. Just briefly, I'd like to just share with you here these things that Jesus said about himself. He said, I am the bread of life. We can come to him and feast from him. I am from above, so he came from heaven. I am the eternal one. He was there before he came into this earth. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus has always been here. He is the eternal one. I am the door. There's only one door, and that's Jesus that we are to walk through for eternal life. Many will give false doors that lead a wrong way. The path is very broad that they set for that. Jesus is very narrow. I am the good shepherd. Jesus said, I am the Son of God. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus said, I am the Lord and Master. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine, Jesus said. Jesus also said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the first and the last. I am the light of the world. Aren't you guys glad about that? He is. This grace in a manger, the light of the world. Again, for God so loved the world, he loves us so much that he's given us Jesus Christ. All we have to do is come to him and receive him. As we light the candles tonight, I have a number of questions for your consideration that may be vital for you to answer. And so grab your candle, wherever it is. We're not going to light it at this moment. But as you hold this in your hand, it's going to represent something that's very important this evening. Young and old, today a question to consider is, do you believe that Jesus is God's light that came into this world? Do you? Yes. Okay. And so when you hold this candle and we light it, it's acknowledging that you believe that Jesus Christ is the light that came into this world. But if you don't believe that, another question to be considered would be, why not? Why not? If you do believe this, have you surrendered your life to him? Constantly ask myself, Lord, what is there more? And there is more. I'm not talking about being legalistic, but I'm talking about in the grace of God and the goodness of God. Lord, there's only so much time. Is there more that can bring glory to you from my life? Another question, have you repented of your sins and invited Jesus to be your Savior and the Lord of your life? Have you done that? As you hold this candle and you light it, it's important because it's a way to acknowledge that he is your Savior. He is the light of your life. If you've never done that, like I hadn't, age 27 years old, I hadn't done that. And then somebody explained simply how I was to do that. They just said, Bill, you've sinned against God. Well, that's easy to know. And they asked me, do you believe that there is a God? And I said, yes, I do. Do you believe that he's God the Father? Yes, I do. Well, do you believe in his son, Jesus Christ? Yes, I do. But then they asked me a question. You believe that you're a sinner, but have you ever asked God to forgive you of your sins? No, I really hadn't. In my mind, I had, but I'd never truly come to that point to ask true forgiveness. And then the next step was vital because they asked me, well, after you do that, they said, you must at that point invite him to come into your life, not into your head, not into your mind, but into your heart. And they asked me, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to do that? And I asked today, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, are you willing to receive him as your Lord and Savior? Do you know today that if you die, you will go to be with the Lord in heaven? If you're not assured of this, another question, would you like to be? If you'd like to be, as you hold this candle, and it's going to be lit, representing Jesus, the light, God who came into this world, that grace that was in the manger, that you would hold this. But before, we're going to be asked to hold it up like this. Before you do, you would say a prayer, and here's the prayer that you could say. Jesus, I believe you're God. I know that I've sinned against you. Lord, I want to ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I invite you to come into my life. I surrender. Jesus, be my Savior. Be the Lord of my life. And the moment that you do that, I guarantee you, it just won't be a candle with a light that's shining in your hand, but there'll become an eternal light that will step into your heart forever and ever and ever. Those are Christians. Is that a true statement? It's a world of difference. Hear that little voice over there? Yeah. I pray that you would do that.
Our journey will continue in our next broadcast. Thanks for joining us today. Journey Through the Word is a ministry of Horizon Indy in Indianapolis, Indiana. If you want more info, check us out at horizonindy.org or call 317-823-2349. Join us next time, and you'll hear the pages turn as we journey through the Word. Journey through.
Today's programs are sponsored by Calvary Chapel Bible College, Indianapolis. This two-year, 24/7 discipleship process challenges students to allow God to take hold of their hearts through the daily, in-depth study of God's Word, servant leadership, local ministry, and international mission experience. You may contact Calvary Chapel Bible College, Indianapolis by calling 317-823-2349. Thanks to Calvary Chapel Bible College, Indianapolis for their support of Christian Radio.
CCBCI at CCBCI.org.